Operation Ear Infection. Operation Ear Infection. Music and audio subversions of the Skidmark Law. 101 FM, freakradio.org.
No further information is available about.
Woe to you, O earth and sea. For the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short.
Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast,
for it is a human number.
Its number is 666.
I lived alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams were the reflections of my woman staring back at me. 'Cause in my dreams, it's always there. The evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair.
Mist, dark figures move and twist. Walls of this the first seal was open, and a white horse came out, and the rider of the white horse had a bow and a crown on his head. This represents the Antichrist coming into the world.
Yes, indeed, folks. It is 666. It's Tuesday, June 6, 2006. The day has arrived, brothers and sisters. It is also the National Day of Slayer. You can can go to nationaldayofslayer.org, find out more information. Actually, from that website, six, six, six isn't a date that comes around very often. Once per millennium. And while plenty of stupid horror movies and terrible albums will be released for the hype value of the day that bears the number of the beast, we here at NationalDayOfSlayer.org decide that today would be a perfect day for Hessians across the country to come together and engage in something upon which we all agree, listening to Slayer. Also, do you really want those evangelical neocons to have all the fun with their National Day of Prayer? I think not. Who is Slayer? Slayer is a band from California. Their music has come to epitomize satanic speed metal music in the latter half of the 20th century. Their 1986 album, Rain in Blood, is one of the single most influential metal albums of all time, typified by the modern classic Angel of Death. If you'd like to participate in the National Day of Slayer, which is today, June 6, 2006, not for the next 100 years, there's a couple rules. Now, I don't want to seem like I'm a authoritarian or anything, but the rules go as follow. The official statement on the participation of National Day of Slayer, nationaldayofslayer.org. Number one, listen to Slayer at full blast in your car. Number two, listen to Slayer at full blast in your home. Number three, listen to Slayer at full blast at your place of employment. And number four, listen to Slayer at full blast in any public place you prefer. The big rule is, do not use headphones. The objective of this day is for everyone within earshot to understand that it is the National Day of Slayer. National holidays in America aren't just about celebrating, but they're about forcing it upon non-participants. Stay tuned for a little more Slayer and satanic-induced music and audio subversions only on Operation Ear Infection here with your host, Skidmark Bob. Stay tuned.
The second seal was opened, and a red horse came out. The rider of the red horse was given power to take peace from the earth.
Yeah!
Yes, 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 Freak Radio, 101 FM, National Day of Slayer, and 666. That's what we're celebrating today. Just heard a set of Slayer there with Silent Scream. It's off of the South of Heaven. Hallowed Point and War Ensemble. And we heard brand new, just released today on 666. Brand new Slayer called Cult. That's what started the Slayer set off there. Before that, it was, of course, Iron Maiden with Mark of the Beast. But they do have a new song available now at their website called Cult. Talking an awful lot about the Antichrist and 666 and how great that life is. So again, okay, here we are. My only 666 show, unless I make it another 100 years. Who knows, maybe they can preserve my body and bring it out and I'll do another one, but on with the music. Oh yeah, that behind me is, of course, Cop Shoot Cop with 666 Disconnected. I think we're up to the second seal. No, that was War. First seal is Antichrist. Second seal is War. Third seal is Pestilence. Famine. So that's where I thought that Silent Scream went in there pretty good. Get into more of the seven seals. And a lot more. After this song by Millions of Dead Cops. Of course, Hail Satan. Satan. I love Satan. Just want to actually cut in here with a little report from KPFT Houston. Scooter has seized the airwaves at KPFT at this moment.
The 666P Special Ear Witness News Team takes you now live to our correspondent in Burbank, California, reporting on any suspicious satanic activity in Hollywood, where it is suspected the dark forces may strike first.
TV Land.
Beaver.
Hey, Beaver.
Beaver.
Go shoot him in the bathroom. Oh, would you get your face out of my shit, hey,
Beaver. Oh, not tonight. Very hard, very hard.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Oh, Beaver, I don't know.
Just about that long.
All right, Beaver. All right, push your best.
Hi, Beaver. I'm all set.
Oh, it'll be a little while, dear. I have to help Beaver.
Oh.
Pull up something to sit on. Beaver, no.
Oh, I'm stuck.
Let me see.
It's gonna itch in my throat. Well.
Beaver, we're not gonna get anywhere. I'm just telling you to think.
Lord.
What?
Can you please stop yelling at the Beaver?
I'll tell you what, Beaver. Beaver. Come on, Beaver. Gay and happy.
free from care.
Where's the beaver? Where's the beaver?
Gay and happy, free from care. Gay and happy.
Hi, what's going on?
Oh, they're having a thing.
The beaver?
Don't believe us.
Yes, we're enjoying a special simulcast from KPFT in Houston. I believe they're 90.1. Scooter's taking over KPFT in Houston. Taking hostages. Doing a 666 show. Stay tuned. We'll get to more music in a little bit. This is almost over. Some people called in complaining they want to hear more music, more Slayer. We'll get to that in just a moment. Stay tuned. Operation Ear Infection. Freak Radio. 666.
Hey, that's not bad, Dave. No more.
Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast.
666.
The first seal was opened, and a white horse came out, and the rider of the white horse had a bow and a crown on his head. This represents the Antichrist coming into the world.
Today, you will be executed. But this need not be. According to the law, those of you here should never see another sunrise. However, I have good news for you. Our great brother Christopher is so concerned with your welfare and your future that he has provided a way for you to avoid going to your death. All you have to do is get up from where you are seated and come forward and receive your ID.
Hello, good Christians. This is Thelma Louise Goody with your Landover Ladies Guild Christian Ladies Letter of the Week. This week's letter is particularly interesting given the times that we're in. It comes to us from Sally Jo in Pasadena, Texas, and she writes, "Dear Thelma Louise, I am a true Christian lady, and I love my Bible. I'm married to a good Christian man, and we go to church twice a week. That is why I was so shocked to learn that the due date for my first child is the same day as that of the mark of Satan himself. How can I stop this baby from being born? And how does a good Christian lady raise the demon spawn anyway? Please help me, Thelma Louise. This is one time when I need a little more help than just praying. Sally Jo." Oh, bless you, Sally Jo. I'm so glad you wrote to me. You'd be surprised how many letters I've received asking the same question. So, ladies, this is for all of you. Pay attention, because there is something you can do if you think your child is the beast. First of all, keep your knees together until after midnight tonight. Christian ladies should have no problem with this one, right, ladies? This will teach your little demon child an important lesson that he can't always get his way. If the little Beelzebub still scratches and claws at you, you can try repeating this. La 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 la, I can't hear you. Stay thee, Satan, stay. Secondly, ladies, have your husbands jump in front of you when you least expect it and just scare the dickens out of you. This, according to our creation scientists, will induce the child to be born early. It's a good thing our research is making such strides. Praise Jesus. Third, don't check the back of the head, ladies. make sure to check under the little Angel of Darkness's privates for its mark. Our Christian scientists have reason to believe that this is where the little Antichrists will post messages to each other. You can also sell your child, as many Christian families in need have done before you, to Creation Science. Our laboratory and research center will pay $18 a pound to any child under the age of 6 months. Your family will be helping creation scientists better understand Lucifer's handiwork in early childhood development. Good thing to know in case of post-tribunal rapture. One last thing, ladies. Be sure to watch your little baby Satan around pigs. Lucifer and pigs go together like white on rice. So a pig won't kill the great beast. Put your child in a cage on the floor with a full-grown hog. If the hog squashes your baby, then it probably wasn't the demon child anyways. Well, ladies, I think that about covers it. Spawning Satan is no excuse not to walk with Christ. I'm Thelma Louise Goody. Have a blessed day.
Well, Christopher doesn't want you to die. All you have to do is get up and come forward and receive your ID. You will be given a mark either on your forehead or on your right hand.
You believe in God?
Yes.
I said you believe in God.
Yes, I believe in God.
Why?
High velocity, falling, actual brain, can't damage the mind. Shattering the skull, shredding the brain, severing the spine.
And you've been listening to KPFT Houston. This has been the CCCP 666 special. From the top, Condi and Dick were Janet Coleman and David Dozier. The Devil's assistant was Helpo Puey from Arkansas, former KPFT programmer.
The casting director, Sid.
The Death Beaver mix was Norrell Pref with some death metal music mixed in there by a band called Vader.
Vader.
Stacy Davis was Thelma Louise Giddy from Landover Baptist, and yes, that was a joke. And the 666 mix that we've been listening to off and on was Skidmark Bob. As I said, this is KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 in Galveston, and Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM.
That's good.
Oh, wow. That was phenomenal.
Nearly everyone wants to play a sinner. Nobody wants to play a saint. Not one person auditioned to play Jesus or an angel role.
You're going to hell.
Maybe it's just more fun to be evil on stage than good. Maybe playing a church-going, God-fearing Christian is just not that interesting if you are a church-going, God-fearing Christian. The organizers usually have to go out and recruit some hapless kids to play the good Christian roles.
My friends and loyal subjects, for the last 4 years,
we've come to the conclusion of this special 666 End of the World CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare Special. A satirical look at the world, maybe a little harsh, but we're not really out to be totally offensive or hurt anybody's feelings. This being 666, of course, we decided to pick on that sort of kooky fringe of Christianity. Not all of them. I did a little research on this end times, antichrist, rapture stuff in my King James. It was all very weird and hazy and mythological and open to interpretation and not very straightforward. And it makes me wonder why these TV preachers and so-called political leaders who are obsessed with religion all seem to dwell in these demons, devils, and evil. On the other hand, there's parts of the Bible that are very straightforward. You know, the parts about love your brother, take care of the poor, do unto others, thou shalt not kill, peace, love, that sort of thing. Wish we heard a little more of that.
My name's Scooter, and I'll see y'all on the radio.
Seal was opened, and a pale horse came out. And the rider of the pale horse was Death, and he was given power to destroy a fourth part of the earth by hunger, and by sword, and by beast.